And millions of hearts remain aflutter tonight after actor Jason Bateman, erstwhile star of television's smartest sitcom ever, Arrested Development, raised from the dead. The prospects of a movie picking up where his series left off. The Arrested Development movie is not dead. Au contraire, said Bateman, who is not actually French, while doing a publicity tour for his latest film, Juno, which coincidentally also stars Michael Cera from Superbad, who played Bateman's son on Arrested Development. He said he'd reached out to the show's creator, Mitchell Hurwitz, about writing a film about the singular Bluth family, which consisted of himself, Cera, Jessica Walter, Will Arnett, Tony Hale, David Cross, and the impeccable Jeffrey Tambor. It's something we're very interested in doing, but only after the writers strike and only if the powers that be approve, Bateman and Hurwitz say in a joint statement to Countdown, with the caveat that Mr. Bateman, Mr. Cross, and Mr. Tambor are friends of mine. Few television programs have ever reached the level of intelligence and humor over 3 weeks, which Arrested Development maintained over 3 seasons. It took its viewers into a bizarre world of hysterical greed and self-obliviousness, and yet managed somehow to create and stick to its own logic, its own sensible nonsense. So, Mr. Hurwitz, your nation calls upon you in these perilous times. Arrested Development was more than a comedy series, sir. It was the promise of blessed relief from the nightmares that envelop us. And it was so richly written, so intricately woven, that the audience would find new joys even on the third or fourth viewings. In short, Hollywood moguls, you could sell them a ticket to an Arrested Development movie and then sell them a DVD 6 months later, and then maybe a pop-up book or a souvenir Bluth cornballer or something. It is, Mr. and Mrs. Studio Executive, up to you.